Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha. This hadith is about fasting and its relation to sincerity and ikhlas. As you know, right now we are in the month of Ramadan, the month of spiritual progress, and the month in which we have been given the opportunity to repent, and the doors of heaven are open. There's a lot of distinctions for the month of Ramadan. As you know, most importantly, this is the month in which the Quran was revealed, and it is the month in which the famous night of ordainment, the Laylatul Qadr, occurs. There's a lot of distinctions again for this month. Today in this beautiful hadith, we're going to be looking at the relation that fasting has with sincerity and ikhlas. As you know, ikhlas or sincerity is one of those very central Islamic virtues. A lot of spiritual distinctions have been mentioned for sincerity in the Quran, and the mukhlaseen, the sincere ones. By way of passing, we can mention the fact that God Almighty says that the sincere ones, the mukhlaseen, the ones who have been made sincere, obviously there's a distinction here a little bit between the sincere ones and the ones who have been made sincere. Nevertheless, God Almighty says that these people are secure from the temptations of Satan. When Satan was conversing with God after his disobedience to him, he said that he threatened God and said that he would misguide all of humanity, save those who were sincere or who had been made sincere. Right, so these are one of the distinctions of the sincere ones. In this hadith, the Lady Fatima, Salamullah alayha, she alludes to the relation and connection between sincerity and fasting. This is also coincidentally an allusion to one of the reasons why fasting has been promulgated and has been ordained within Islamic law. She says, Allah made fasting obligatory in order to reinforce sincere devotion to Him. Faradallahu asliyama tathbitan lil ikhlas. Right? So if a person is sincere, right, everybody has a certain level of sincerity to God Almighty. The fast, it reinforces this sincerity of a person. It strengthens it. It intensifies it. Right? And perhaps one of the reasons why this is so is that in fasting, in contrast to the other acts of worship, it's almost something negative in nature. Meaning in other acts of worship, like for example, the ritual prayer, we actually, actually actively do something. Like for example, we're bowing or prostrating or standing or reciting something. Whereas in a fast, it's kind of negative or non-existential, you might say, in the sense that we are not actually doing something. We are actually negatively not doing something, right? So this is a kind of, it becomes harder to show off, and it makes it easier to do it sincerely for the sake of God. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. we were looking at fasting and its connection to sincerity from the Lady Fatima Zahra. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.